Hey there, and welcome to Speaking of Sex, the podcast. I'm your host, Autumn Morris. Speaking of Sex, the podcast is based on sexuality education, exploring sex, love, and relationships in the hopes of happier, healthier, and juicier connections. Let's talk sex talk. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Speaking of Sex. Today I have an amazing guest, Blackwell. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Introduce yourself. How do you know me? Who are you? What do you do?
I'm Blackwell, first name Blackwell, last name Blackwell. I've known Autumn for about 4 years, and met her because she actually trained me in fast food services.
Hey, she out here flipping burgers.
So... yeah, she was a good trainer, and I kind of like fell for her from the jump. I'm like, yo, she's gorgeous.
Aww.
And I'm like, all right. And we just came cool after that, so.
You're my boy.
I know. You're my little pecan pie.
Stop.
Sugar lump.
Stop it.
Okay.
Okay, so today I wanted to talk about open relationships. If any of you have followed my other podcast called Lifestyle by Most Styles, every once in a while, I would do like a risque topic, and one of them was open relationships. So I went back and I was looking at that podcast today to find out that that's my most listened to podcast ever. So it's definitely a conversation that I wanted to bring back up today and discuss. And I thought it would be amazing to have you because you are in an open relationship.
Most indefinitely.
So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just kind of want to get your perspective because I have been open about talking about polygamy on my social platforms for like a year and my views on it and, you know, what I've learned through my research. I think it's really cool, though, to have you on here so you can give us firsthand experiences and firsthand, you know, account of, you know, what it's like for you, why it works for you, and answer all these questions that people seem to have.
Okay.
So first of all, I just want you to tell us about, you know, what you and your partner define as open, because I know there's different levels of openness. So where are y'all at with that?
Okay, well, we kind of like discussed it when she came to me with an issue of uncertainty of about quote unquote missing out. And most cats like kind of can take that the wrong way, but I've known her, we've dated several times before. So me being her first experience and first boyfriend, really, I knew that she would get curious. Knew that when we first started the relationship. So she was trying her best to relay that to me without upsetting me. And we kind of like just took baby steps towards that. And the conditions most would have is just her, I would say, playing the field. I told her to act as if she was single. But okay, of course. Govern herself, tell me when she's dealing with other males and her whereabouts. And I asked if she would like to know if any situations with me with females, and she said no. And of course that's because of her situation. This for this situation is more of a beneficial for her to grow. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases is because a lot of people can't be with just one person.
Yeah.
And it's just whatever, like you said, the conditions or the circumstances may be for different relationships. But that's mine. So.
Oh, so how long were y'all together before y'all became open?
Okay, we've known each other. I've known her since her freshman year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We've dated maybe about 3 months after that, broke up, got back together maybe about 2 years after that, dated for about 6 more months. Broke up for about 4 years, and we got together last year of February, and so it was 2 years back in February, but we've only been open since mid-February. That's pretty much when.
So y'all had been, you know, in each other's lives in some capacity for years now.
Yes.
And the openness is rather recent.
Exactly.
Okay, so like, what was that transition like? Like, because I know some people step into a relationship saying, hey, this is open from jump. And I've heard, or, you know, I can only imagine it would be interesting to transition in the middle of a relationship that started off monogamous. How was that transition like for you, and how was that transition like for her?
For me, it was really, really, like, upsetting and angry, because about 2 months prior to that, I kind of felt the bumpiness of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was nothing deep. It's just we've grown too attached to each other. And that's when you will get annoyed of your partner. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with having other friends, other people around your life. But for her circumstances, she's very introvert. So she doesn't have many friends. So I already knew at certain case, she'll get bored of me. Mm-hmm. And that's just a realist. So it was upsetting for me because 2 months prior, I wanted a break, not an open relationship, just a break for her and me. And about 2 minutes later, she hits me with the "think she's missing out" phrase. And I'm like, well, the fuck? Mm-hmm. And of course, the next thing that really upset me was, well, I cut off all my like side broads. I don't got no other like options. You can go out to McDonald's and like get 5 numbers on the way out. Like she's very beautiful, and I know she has the potential of getting another partner. It was just only upsetting for me, and that's just the ego thing. And I've learned to drop it because, again, it's just an ego thing. I don't have a side broad. It takes a little bit more work for me to work with something. Even then, I have no problem staying with myself. I have no problem watching her grow because it's for her. Mm-hmm. I've dealt with this type of situation before, so I'm trying to make it easier for her now. So the transition for her was a little bumpy, and it's still bumpy, but she's getting better at it. She's enjoying the freedom. She's enjoying the attention. And overall, I just have to keep reassuring her that it's not hurting me. It's not bothering me. That she's not an issue. Because that's when the confliction comes in.
The biggest thing that people say whenever I broach the topic of open relationships, because I like to just bring it up with random people just to see, you know, where people stand with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are just concerned about jealousy. So how is the jealousy in your relationship? How do you deal with jealousy? And do you feel like it's more jealousy than it is in a monogamous relationship?
Well, that will come from a lot of personal preferences because I'm not a jealous man. If you want to model out a woman, but the minute it's your girl, you get upset. You can't have that double-edged sword. You can't have that double standard. If your woman's beautiful, she's beautiful, whether she's yours or not. So I feel the same way with all my women. So if you want to admire my girl, go ahead. Just do it respectfully. Mm-hmm. When it comes to her, she is very jealous. Most of my girlfriends become very jealous. They don't want no finger on me from another female. No texting, no looking, no liking pictures, all that, the whole 9 yards. But we've had a group sex experience, and I told her to where it can go where there's a third male or a third female. And for her to understand that, and I give her the option of her being pleased if my side get pleased, I never pushed that on her. So once she had that experience, she knew that she would want more, not per se from the opposite sex or from another male, but just she was missing out. So as she got older, as the relationship grew more, she knew that if she wanted another group sex experience her way, it would feel bad because she would insist it her way, my way, and she wasn't ready for that. She wasn't ready to share me. Mm. So even now, like I said, she doesn't want to know anything that I deal with another female because that will probably throw her off.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of personal preferences because jealousy stems off of insecurities. It stems off a deep weakness inside of a human because you feel like something can be taken from you, something that you feel is deservingly yours, be snatched away by some other force. And as long as you know what's yours is yours, as long as you have that communication, and communication is very important, as long as you have that communication establishing that the bond is always going to be there, whether it's far away or people in between, if you establish communication and you trust your partner's word, your jealousy will soon fade away. And that's the truest. So I believe as long as you believe in the greater essence of your partner, the soul essence of your partner, whether you're there for them or not, if you really do love them, you would see them flourish in a different field from yours.
Mm-hmm. That's very well put. And something you said earlier that I think connects to this too is a lot of people think that when you're in an open relationship, it just means that you go out of your way to just fuck everybody that you can. Yeah. when that doesn't seem to be the case. Like you said earlier, it's essentially an extension of being single. Yes. You're just living life the way you would if you were single. And I'm single right now, and I'm not going on fucking every person I know. So why would I do that just because I was in an open relationship?
Exactly.
I think there's a disconnect there where it's like, you know, if a connection comes up, then, you know, you have that freedom to explore it within the boundaries that you've set with your partner. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're out there searching for another person because that the person that you're with is not, you know, adequate enough for you. And something that was brought to my attention is just because you're in a monogamous relationship doesn't mean that there won't be jealousy. There's jealousy in every single relationship that you could have. Very true. You know, in monogamy, you're still going to have intimate moments with other people, no matter how monogamous you are. If your partner's not around, you're going to connect with people differently than you would if they're there, you know?
And then you'd feel bad because you'd feel like you're cheating or breaking a commitment. Don't know how many times I've heard in high school, niggas was like, yeah, your girl was hugging on another nigga. I'm like, well, that's not cheating. It's like, yeah, man, she was cheating on you, man. I was like, it's not cheating, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, man, she kissed another dude. Like, okay, like, tell me when she, like, breaks my heart. Like, she out there scheming on me, cuz, like, that's what I want to know. Don't give me that high school baby crap, like, he said she said.
And that could brew jealousy in a monogamous relationship.
Exactly.
And, you know, just simple stuff like having conversations with people of the gender that you're attracted to could be, you know, induced in jealousy from your partner. But even beyond relationships, you can be jealous in, you know, your friendships or, you know, with your family or whatever. If your best friend is becoming friends with somebody else or becoming close with someone else, you could totally become jealous of them. So it's like people are afraid of polygamy and polyamory and open relationships because of the jealousy factor, not really understanding that regardless of whether you're open or not, you always have to deal with jealousy. And it's like we dismiss it in friendships or
we normalize it.
Yeah, we normalize it as well in friendships in the professional field. When someone else gets the promotion that you wanted, you get jealous, right? But that's okay. That's permissible. Or it's okay to be jealous of your friend, but God forbid you're in a situation where you're jealous of your partner and your partner's time. To me, I think a certain amount of jealousy can be healthy. It shows that you're still desiring that person. You still have an attraction to that person.
Well, even then, still, it's okay to want your partner and want to value your partner and want your partner to value you. But the minute you feel like you're obligated or entitled to that relationship, that's when it becomes a dangerous factor of jealousy. That's when it becomes the sin. Because you're always going to have, like she said, you're always going to feel a little jealousy, even with me. I don't like her fucking around with other dudes because I don't like her messing with dudes that I know won't compliment her time, that won't actually appreciate her. And I smell a fuckboy when I smell one. And I told her this several times. I've called a few ones. And she thought it was just me being jealous. It's not. It's me being a man, understanding what a man would want in a female, and just playing both sides of the field, playing fair. Yeah. If I'm a play, if I want to have a woman on my team, I'm going to tell her all the cheat codes, G.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned. She told me all the cheat codes. She communicated with me. So now I know how to deliver.
So speaking of communication, I want to now talk about the relationships that you have with people outside of your relationship, like maintaining the ethics. If you were to find someone who could be a potential extra person or someone that you would want to connect with outside of your relationship, how do you maintain, you know, an ethical transaction without, you know, disrespecting them or, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because like a lot of people, I think, also believe that with an open relationship, you're just being very disrespectful to the other person. There's, you know, room to have bad communication. They may not know that you're in a partnership.
Oh, that. Okay.
They may not understand their role. Like, how do you maintain their role?
I keep it real. I keep it 100, even to the point, because why would I lie about a situation that I can't lie about? I can't go around about. It's as real as it gets. My girl wants to be in an open relationship, and I agree with it, and I'm okay with it. So if I'm going to go with a female or find a female or get invested or have any time with a female that I feel like would be worth it, I will tell her that. And that is honestly my current situation, because once I tell females, oh yeah, I'm in an open relationship, is either they don't believe me, they think that my girl's gonna come looking for them, or some random extra shit. They don't want to get with it. Mm-hmm. And several females turned me down, and it's to a point where now, like I said, it's just I'm to myself. Whatever mm-hmm. comes my way, comes my way. But I'm not gonna go out looking, because, like I said, we're playing it like I'm single. And if I'm single and I go out looking for girls, I get hurt real easy.
Yeah.
Because I'm the type of nigga to love. Mm. And most females don't want that. Most people aren't attracted to that. They say you'll get what you're attracted to if you just stay to yourself. So be it. But for any cases, I keep it real. I make sure they know. And I would go about the relationship or furthering that relationship just as I would with any other relationship I would have, male, female. I would get to know them until a point where the attraction builds. If the attraction builds, then we can go from there. But I'm very, very slow when things come to that. Very consensual and very, emotional.
Mm.
So it makes the open relationship a little bit easier because I'm able to spread the love. But, like, it's not going anywhere, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, that's literally just a personal issue. Anybody can move past it because the average Joe might have 5 of their exes lined up waiting for them.
Mm-hmm.
Few other people might actually be able to establish a successful open relationship or a successful polygamous relationship where all partners are working together. Just different people's different situations. Like, this is exactly where it says in like the dating apps where it says single, married, it's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what that is. That's what that falls under. It's complicated because you have to explain shit like this to people, and yeah. Certain people just aren't ready. Mm-hmm. And the people that are ready, those are a rare breed. So don't expect to find them everywhere. Just learn from the environment you get.
So you mentioned that you're the type of person to go out and fall in love, which reminds me of polyamory, which is different from an open relationship. In an open relationship, you can be open to having experiences with other people, but not necessarily, you know, have deep-seated feelings for them.
For one and the other people, yeah.
So, as far as polyamory, that's the ability to, you know, love or fall in love with more than one person at one time. Do you consider yourself a polyamorous?
I'm polygamous as fuck. I considered polygamous, and I only unconsidered it when I found out it wasn't normalized. It was ostracized. It wasn't the thing to do. You know, you had to be either Mormon or a hoe or a gigolo to want to be with other women. So I always practiced monogamy, and I stayed faithful and loyal to a lot of monogamy. But as I stayed with one female, I've learned that I've grew feelings or had feelings for other females, and it never fades away. Mm-hmm. Because the bond or connection I had with that female doesn't fade away.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout years of me saying, oh yeah, I can be with one girl, past 3 years, I said, fuck it. I want two girlfriends. I want my girlfriend to have a girlfriend. That brings a smile to my face.
Mm.
And for it to bring a smile to my face, I feel like it's natural. And like you said, I go out and find love. And that's how I feel. That's how I treat people. I'm very, very caring. I'm flirtatious because I don't let the boundaries hold me down. I'm not sure if I answered your question.
I was asking about your ability to love more than one person at one time.
Well, I love you. I never faded. Even when, like, okay, guys, little on the table, because I don't care. Fell for Autumn, of course, but she was a modest and very humble woman. So she let me down very, very nicely. But me being butthurt and emotional from a breakup, because I had to actually go back and reevaluate myself. I pretty much invested too much feelings I expected her to relay back. It hurt me in the process, but even after all these years, I know it's still there, but I toned back because I want her to grow. And she deserves to be, like, I guess, boosted up. I mean, like, have you seen her? So she's one example. I have a very, very close friend in California who I've known for 10 years. And we've pretty much established as we're just in an open relationship. We know that the distance would kill us.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep in touch on a regular basis. Even to the point where I've dated several females at once. So of course that was before me being, you know, considering polygamy. It's just me playing the field, seeing that I can talk to five females and feel all these different types of things. But for me to bound myself to one female, it's a different type of feeling. And even when that feeling comes, I know it's temporary because she'll have every bit of my love, all the attention. And I can just make sure that the same amount can go to another female. And if both females are on the same page, then the bond can be actually genuine. There won't be no hatred, there won't be no jealousy, because everybody knows what everybody feels about each other. Mm-hmm. And we know what we want from each other. And we know that we can get it together as a group if we work together. The same thing works with duos. If you can work as a group up to 50 people, 10, 5 people, you know you can make a relationship work. If you have your squad going out for the night and y'all text and y'all group chat and y'all making shit go well, why not establish a deeper connection? Especially if you know it's there or feel it.
So as far as your future, if you ended up, you know, not being with the person that you're with anymore, mm-hmm. you would always be in an open relationship with whomever you're with.
I'm going to establish that I'm polygamous. I'm going to establish that I have like a clique of female friends that are all beautiful. And I like double tap all day on their Instagram. It's just like how it is, because if you can notice the pictures of women that I like, you can notice my friends, my male friends that I like, the weird memes that I like, you always want to go for the jealousy, the hurt, because you feel like it needs to be there. And that's not the case. It doesn't need to be the case. But my past relationships led me up to the fact that I will establish that, like, she needs to be open-minded all around, because I'm not going to waste her time or mine. Mm-hmm. Just doesn't seem like it's worth it, especially that I have a good collection of friends now. I'm not missing out on anything. I'm always going to find new people and I'm always going to meet new people. But if the vibes aren't there, I'm not going to force it anymore.
Mm. So monogamy is a no for you, dog.
Nah, we ain't doing it no more. You have to be really, like, really, really cool for me to, like, say, yeah. It's either I'm single or, like, you know that I'm, like, looking at booty. Mm-hmm. Or we look at booty together. Like, we can do that. That's like goals. That's goals.
So, you said right now you don't have any partners outside of your main partnership, but you did mention that your partner does or has.
Kind of. She doesn't have anybody because she haven't had sexual intercourse with anybody yet. She's been out with, I guess, two dates. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's just pretty much taking baby steps because she's, like I said, she's trying to feel what she's feeling. Mm-hmm. And she's just been texting, really, right now. Mm-hmm. And for my case, no. Last female that I talked to was about last week. And that was, like, that was the final straw. That was the straw.
So with your girlfriend having other experiences, even though she hasn't had a bunch, but she's had some, you said that you wanted her to let you know every time that she does have an experience outside of your relationship. So have you established a routine for that? And how do you see yourself coming back together? Like, after, if she were to have a sexual exchange or you were to have a sexual exchange outside the relationship, what precautions would you go about to make sure that you're still protecting each other whenever you come back to have a sexual exchange with each other?
Well, I'd hope she'd know how to have safe sex, being that we've had safe sex. That would be a personal thing for her. Of course, she's very conservative to who she's going to be with. She already said that she's not going to be jumping around. But she still would like to have, you know, that experience. So I trust her to know what she's doing. At the same time, I would know the guy beforehand, and I would make sure she's okay afterwards. She tries to relay it without it being so blunt to where it seems rude. But like I said, it's communication. We just talk about it honestly.
So at the tail end of my last relationship, we broke up like 2 years ago. We ended because we had different outlooks on life, and it was getting to a point where I was seeing that, but we had a beautiful relationship regardless. You know, we still got along really well. He bring me peace, and he we gelled in ways that I had never connected with other people in ways that we did, you know? Like, yeah. We were just, like, really, really great friends.
The chemistry was new and fresh.
Yeah, there was great alchemy there. However, there were some things that we needed from each other that we couldn't provide.
There's always got to be a balance.
Yeah, and so I brought up being open, and he was like, it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, it's understandable.
He was not with it, which, you know, is fair.
Yeah.
But I was, like, really, like, not very productive with the way I brought it up. I was like, so if you want to get a blowjob from someone else, you can do that.
No, that's like persuasion. Like, if you know, you can do it if you want to.
Yeah, and
he's... You options, man.
And he's like, okay, like, why, where is this coming from? And I'm like, but I also, like, enjoy flirting with other people and having, you know, connections with other people, too. So is that cool? And he's like, nah, it's not cool. So anyways, clearly I was really garbage at communicating how I felt, because it was a new topic to me. It was new to me. I didn't know much about it at all.
And you didn't want to, like, come off to where you're saying, like, nah, you're not enough.
Yeah, like, I didn't want to disrespect him because I loved him so much. And I still love him, you know? But it's like, I didn't know how to, like, bring it up to him in a way that was still respecting him and what we had. And so I think that's a huge reason as to why it went south. So I say all that to say, you know, for someone like me who's, you know, intrigued in having an open relationship possibly in the future, how do you broach that with someone who is brand new, and then also someone whom, like, we had been together for almost 2 years at that point. We're living together and all that jazz. So, like, someone who you're in deep with, what is that process like as well?
Well, I say... best to start off single.
Can't really
mess up a commitment if there is no commitment there. Just best to be start off if you're single. Just date other people and make sure your partners know, like, you're not, like, bound to them. And if the topic so happens come up, like, yeah, I'm talking to two other guys, and if they start to feel some type of way with that, you already know what type of mindset they have. Mm-hmm. If they can't value the time they have with you then and there, regardless of them knowing whether or not you're with somebody else, then you know that they can value you when you're with them committedly. If you're already in a relationship, in a monogamous relationship, if you feel like you would want to be in an open relationship, the best way to probably do it is just... it's simple enough, and it's easier said than done, is just communicate, because you only know your partner. Like I said, the way my partner opened up to me, it took me aback at first, but I had to take a step back and look at her character, know who she was, what she came from, who I was dating, you know? Mm. And the fact of the matter, the way you relate your to your partner, I can already sense, like, and tell from who you are as a character. He probably thought she was joking some crude way, and, like, he didn't know how to answer that because he didn't want to fuck up. But then when he took you seriously, he wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. And the relay and the delivery has to be to where you ensure to your partner that you don't want other people because they're not enough. You don't want other people because they aren't the one, or they are missing out. Because, like she said, there will be parts of the relationship where you have to be real with that you didn't meet your partner's standards. Only you know them. You will know how to relay that. And just come genuine, true, and just don't be afraid to talk about it. Because the minute it becomes something you should hide, that's when it really becomes an issue.
Thank you for that advice, because I was struggling recently as I've been, like, trying to date and stuff like that. One of the first questions I've asked is, you know, like, are you dating other people right now? Mm-hmm. Just to make sure.
Most niggas gonna be like, nah, I'm talking to just you, girl.
And to combat that, I'm like, I want you to know that you're not the only person, like, that I'm seeing.
And they're like, oh,
never mind. I got 20 bitches. Right. So, like, I try to make sure that whoever I'm dating or, you know, going on dates with or whatever, is also seeing other people, because I think that harbors a culture of, okay, this is where we stand right now. Yes, so if it grows into something,
it creates comfortability.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. None of my dates have turned into anything as of yet, but I'm prepared.
It's a rare breed.
Yeah. Like, I'm prepared.
Just stay to yourself. Do what you normally do. Like I said, if they want to be with you, they'll be with you.
I'll update you on the whole open relationship thing for me if I can find a person. Now I want to know, like, because, I mean, I have opinions on open relationships. I support them. I think that not everybody is meant to be a monogamist.
Of course.
And you're living proof of that. Whether I'm a monogamous or a polygamist, I'm not sure. I'm still figuring that out, as we said. But mm-hmm. I still, you know, support it. And I understand that a lot of people need several avenues and vessels of love to be able to feel complete. But there are some people out there who don't understand it. It scares them. So, number one, I want to find out, what are the stereotypes of open relationships that you've heard? Like, ones that are not true.
We into, like, sex parties and shit.
Like,
everybody's Mormon. We're into sex parties. Like, we got STDs. I haven't opened up enough to enough people to get any real backlash. But majority of them are just like, why would you do that? Like, do you trust her? Like, all these self-doubt questions that they reflect on me. Things that they would ask themselves, like, because even my girlfriend said, like, most dudes would have broke up with her. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But yeah. I'm going to stick it out because it's not that deep for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can roll off of it. And I know damn well I would have just been lonely and single if I would have let her go. Just because my ego couldn't bear the fact that she wanted another person.
Yeah. So one of the first stereotypes you mentioned is people think y'all are just all into group sex. Mm-hmm. Which I find highly comical and entertaining, because there's a misconception that open relationships are all about, you know, just fucking everybody, you know, and that's far from what it's about. Well, it can be about that. It can be about, having sex with a bunch of people.
But it's not.
It doesn't mean that that's like that for everybody. Yeah, it's not everybody's story.
It's not about sex. You can be asexual and want multiple partners just because, say, like, you don't have that special someone to enjoy art with or art galleries, but your current partner is everything you wanted in a man or a woman, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that they're not into the small things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't click on personal matters that you know isn't deemed worthy enough of losing them. For me, it would be, I have a female that I talk to on a philosophical and a spiritual level, because she tends to look into a lot of things like that, and not many women do. And she's the only female that I can actually have that outlook for. We do also have other things in common, such as watching anime and just certain things we do enjoy. And even with my current girlfriend, we share a lot of the same things that the one I talk spiritual with. But my current girlfriend isn't as, I guess, as a deep thinker, but she is just as imaginative. So she can keep up, but the minute she gets confused, I know that she's confused. And I'd rather not have that type of reflect on her, where she has to have to keep up with me, or think that she needs to reach a certain standard for her to be still my girlfriend, or still with me, or want me to be around her. Just because we don't click on that one thing.
That's huge. Like, I feel like that would take a lot of pressure off, because, like, I know in every relationship that I've been in has been monogamous, or, you know, a monogamous relationship. So to me, being in an open relationship takes the pressure off to where I feel like I have to be everything, you know, just like, and it takes the pressure off of me expecting for my partner to be everything, to be a supporter, to be. And it's funny, we were just talking about this in my episode that posted last week about how at this point in my life, I've always expected my partner to be everything to me. And I feel like as we get older, you know, that changes as our dynamics and relationships change with other people. And, you know, we have children, we have grandchildren to fill in the spaces. So your romantic partner or partners don't have to take up as much space. But it's interesting that in an open relationship, it doesn't matter where you're at with, you know, your family or, you know, the tribe that you're building, you're still able to have, you know, all of your needs met. And of course, like we were just saying, not just sexual. So you mentioned that there are some things that you need from, you know, your main partner and some things, you know, for a supplementary partner that you don't necessarily need.
Okay.
I think that's super cool because it reminded me of this list of qualities that I read. Usually about three of the qualities that you are firm about, that you are unwavering about, you know, they're like your deal breakers. You know, I need my main partner to be these things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a long list that includes a lot of qualities where there could be some other stuff that you still desire, but it's not a need, you know.
Okay.
So I think when it comes to open relationships, your main partner is going to reflect those main three, while your supplementary partners can reflect the others that you're into but are not deal breakers. So this list includes, and I'll definitely leave it in the show notes, the qualities are very agreeable, emotionally stable, securely attached, high novelty seeking, supportive, is happy for your good news, intelligent, physically attractive, takes responsibility for self, unlikely to withdraw, has similar interests, similar values, speaks your love languages, possesses skills that make life easier, would make a good parent, sexually compatible, financially independent, extroverted, and trustworthy or faithful.
Hmm.
So typically, I mean, sometimes, you know, you can't resonate with everything on the list.
Yeah.
But there's usually going to be three that you do, that you look for in your partner. What would your three be?
Take responsibility for theirself. I'm very, very, that's pro as fuck, because I can't deal with a poor me, a victim. What's the word?
Victimizing?
Yeah, victimizing type of attitude towards yourself. If you feel like you're always going to be the out to get, because I'm the first one to tell you how, like, the likeliness of what your plan's going to fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you what's the likeliness of it's going to succeed. But if you listen to the fuck up and you're like, well, I'm just going to do this. If you're not ready for that consequence, and when that consequence comes and you're saying, well, I can do it because of this and I have excuses, or you make excuses, you're just not responsible for yourself. I can't be around you because the minute I need you to do something, or the minute I expect you to do something and you fall short, you're going to point at who? You ain't going to point at me, because I'm just going to walk off, because that's childish.
Yeah.
We all adults now, right? If you need help, you need help. But admit when you fuck up.
Mm-hmm. What about your other two?
I feel like supportive.
That's huge for me. That is probably because, my number one.
Because I'm very low-key into praise kink. Like, I love when, like, I get complimented, because it's not really often. So when I get compliment, I know it's a genuine thing. And when I do stuff, you don't really have to be into it. You don't even have to know what the hell I'm talking about, like, but look like you're interested. Mm-hmm. Look like you're excited about that shit, because I'll know, like, halfway through the conversation, like, these people don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but they're being supportive. And then I would pan the conversation towards something they understand or something they would like. Or I ask them something they can relay. I'll let them talk, because I've been talking and they just been enjoying my voice. So I guess supportive is a must. Trustworthy, yeah, that's hella. I don't know why that's even a option. Like, yeah, you gotta be trustworthy. If I can't trust you, I can't fuck with you. Everything else I literally will downplay. A lot of this shit I downplay because I understand my partner, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like looking at all my exes, and I would say right now, supportive, taking responsibility for themselves, and trustworthiness is something I really need, because I was looking for open-mindedness, but I think supportive is just as close as that.
Yeah. So that's what you need from your main partner, and your other partners can fill in the gaps.
I would say so, yeah. What about you, Autumn?
My three, well, supportive, like I said, is definitely my one, or my number one. Has similar interests.
Okay.
I don't think they need to be, you know, exactly the same, but we can't be, like, on totally different opposite sides of the spectrum. Like, we need commonality.
Like, even, like, yeah, I can see that. All the topics that you usually generally talk about, they should be able to at least, what's the word, have some reference points.
Yeah, I just need commonality there.
I feel that.
And I think that goes hand in hand with support, because how can you fully support me in the way that I need if you don't understand my interests, you know?
Or you don't even have my interests.
Right.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, I mean, like you were just saying, you can, you know, be supportive and not know what's going on, but I would want support where they totally, like, get it, you know?
Exactly.
So that would go hand in hand with that. I think I would definitely choose speaks my love languages. Because okay. I need to feel, in being supported, I need to feel your love for me. And it needs to be in a way that I can recognize. That's you know, so speaking my love language would be, they all go together. So that's where I stand. But there's other ones that if I was in an open relationship, I would seek from other partners. Like if my main partner didn't fulfill them, like, high novelty seeking. I think high novelty seeking is just like a side person or, you know, alternate partner quality to have.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Now I was looking at that. That's the side nigga. He comes to you brand new. You're like, he kind of refreshing.
Spontaneous.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it gives the thrill of having an additional person. And that's, I mean, I'm not saying that you can't be an alternate partner.
Some people like that spike of excitement in their life. People like have an organized life, and then they like the organized life, so it gets sucky when the same thing happens. So they want a little bit of random, but they want it to be random.
Yeah, and that's something that it's not something I would expect or like require from an additional partner, but I think it's just something that they would have.
It's something you would want, but you don't need, and that's like the biggest thing you can say.
Physically attractive. Yeah, that would be nice from an alternate partner. I mean, from my main partner too, but I've been with people that I didn't find as attractive before just because I have certain things that I need. You need to smell good. You need to carry yourself well. Yeah. Really, when it comes to other stuff, I'm not as picky about.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would want my alternate partner to smell good and carry themselves well.
Just like your main one.
Yeah. But if they happen to be, you know, easy on the eyes, I'm with it. You know? So, yeah, all that to say, as long as those three are met by your main partner, I think that your alternate partners can definitely fill in the gaps there. And I think that really comes down to the basis of an open relationship is having several vessels to be able to be filled to your capacity with love and affection and all of those things. And I think that outweighs the jealousy that I might have or my partner might have or, you know, anyone might have, because you're being able to be filled by more than just one person.
Yeah, and wanting and desire other things isn't a bad thing. Even if you're in a monogamous relationship, it's best if you establish and understand that, and if you feel like you need to discuss it to your partner, so be it, because these are emotions, these are feelings, and they are real.
And not feeling shameful about it. Exactly. Too, like,
just hiding it will make it worse.
Being able to fill in those gaps and feel complete and not feel shameful. That's all the questions I have for you today. Is there any last things that you want to say about open relationships or anything before we close off?
If you're monogamous and you know you're monogamous, stick with it. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you can branch out, and if you feel like you should try it or want to try it, discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are polygamous, yay.
Right.
I mean, that's, I don't know what else to say. Like, good for you.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Regardless of who you are, who you love, or how you love you and we support you and you're valid. And the way that you know, express love and need to be loved is important. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Opening up about your relationship, being so, you know, vulnerable with us today and sharing your experiences. You're really, truly awesome.
Thank you. You're better. You're great. You're gooder.
Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe, and send a call in and let us know your experiences with open relationships. Have you ever experienced an open relationship? Are you intrigued? Are you monogamous? We want to know all the deets and all the tea about your relationship and the way that you love. You are amazing. You are beautiful. And we will see you on the next one. Bye.